So tell me about this bag that we're looking at right in front of us right now. What is in this Ziploc bag?
Okay, so these are paint chips that I found in my driveway in October of 2016. And I collected these because when the project began, the director of hazardous waste told me to call them if I see, anything unreasonable happening, or if there's, an amount of dust coming off that's, unreasonable or unacceptable. And I thought, as a lay person, how would you know what's acceptable and unacceptable? And I found these in my driveway as I was, taking my daughter to school. We were just finding chips in our driveway. And I'm assuming it's from when they put the arms in to put the containment on, they have to drill holes. So before they put the containment sheet up, they have to drill holes, and I'm assuming that's what this was. Just the movement around the tower and then putting the rigging up, I think, disrupted a lot of the old paint. That's what this is, and I find this concerning because whether this was lead or not, there are rules that, you can't put particulate emissions and dust into people's yards from projects. So, but knowing that there is lead paint in this makes it even more concerning.
And how do you know that this paint is from the tower and not from your own house?
That's a really good question. Actually, when I first moved in, I didn't know what it was. There was a lot more of it once they started doing work. I had found small pieces over the years, here and there, and I didn't know what it was, but actually, in retrospect, it's the identical color of the tower. The tower was a white tower with rust on it. So it was actually flaking off of the tower in need of remediation, and then as they remediated it, it continued to flake off even more.